And you are once again tuned into the Call to the Cannon podcast. My guest host tonight is...
Emma.
Emma's back. It's the first time Emma's been back since November or so. And the last time she was here, we took a look at Adventureland, which is a movie that we both enjoyed a lot. This time, we're going to talk about a different movie, and that movie is A Perfect Getaway from 2009, directed and written by David Tuohy, and starring Mila Jovovich. Oh, who else is a star? Steve Zahn and Timothy Oliphant, and they are the principal characters, as well as a young woman by the name of Kiel Sanchez, who plays Timothy Oliphant's love interest. This is a film that I saw in the theaters over the summer. I was bored one day. I said, I'll just go to the movies. I'd pretty much seen everything else that was playing, District 9 and G.I. Joe. I watch a lot of movies at the theaters, so I said, all right, I'll check out A Perfect Getaway. I like Steve Zahn. I think he's a pretty good character actor. And Mila Jovovich, she's okay. She's serviceable. I like the Resident Evil movies, you know, for what they are, so I'll check it out. And I gotta say that I didn't like it the first time that I saw it. I don't know if I wasn't in the right mood for it, but it didn't really do much for me. But then I just started to read about it a little bit. So towards the end of the year, I saw actually that it was turning up on some critics' lists. I'm not talking like top 10 lists or anything like that, but I started to see it occasionally pop up in a, hey, this movie's not great, but check it out, it's kind of a nice little thriller. And I started to rethink it a little bit and kind of changed my mind about it. So I went and I rented it from Redbox or somewhere, and I watched it again a second time, and I liked it a lot better on the second viewing. What were your initial reactions to the film, Emma?
The first time I watched it, I enjoyed it, and then I thought, you know, I really need to watch it again to catch some things that I didn't really catch the first time. So I rented it again, and I watched it with my family. Not you, but my other family.
You watched it. You watched it with me the first time, though.
Yeah, I watched it with you the first time. Watched it with, you know, our other brother and our parents, and I enjoyed it even more the second time, and they liked it the first time around.
And I liked it the second time a lot better as well, because one of the things that I like about this film is that there are little meta moments in it. The film is called The Perfect Getaway, which has a double meaning in and of itself, pertaining to the crime, you know, as they say, a perfect getaway for a crime. But the film is also set in Hawaii, which is a perfect getaway for a vacation. And there are all kinds of little neat little turn of phrase and double entendres and stuff like that throughout the film. And it's a very self-aware movie as well. They talk a lot about the screenwriting process and plot twists and red herrings and things like that. They're actually talking about how those turn up in screenplays and movies as they're turning up in the film itself. So you can tell that some care went into the script. And things like that I didn't particularly notice or particularly think about deeply the first time I saw this film, I caught them upon second viewing, and I thought to myself, hey, that's actually kind of clever. I kind of like that. Did you pick up on any of those things as you were watching the movie?
Not the first time. I didn't even really... I went into it... You said it was a thriller. I didn't really know a lot about it. And I think that's the way you have to watch it. Not to know a lot about it your first time, because you really get surprised. And, you know, the second time, I picked up on a lot more than I didn't pick up the first time.
I think that one of the reasons that I initially had kind of a negative reaction to the film was I kind of wanted it to be a generic little thriller, and it ended up being a little smarter than that, and I kind of didn't like that. I was kind of duped by it, because the way that it was marketed was totally different from the way that the film turned out, and I shouldn't be surprised by that, because that happens all the time. But I'm not saying that I was actively mad at the film or anything, but I watched it, and I was like, yeah, okay, that wasn't exactly what I was expecting, but it was okay, I guess. And then, I thought about it a little more, and then I noticed the little clever touches, and I kind of walked away with a more positive reaction to the film. But as a basic plot premise, Mila Jovovich and Steve Zahn play newlyweds, and they go to Hawaii to celebrate their honeymoon. And they're going to go hiking, and they're trying to get to this very beautiful and remote beach. There's what do you say? The guy said that there's two ways to get to the beach. You can hike there, or you can take a kayak, something like that.
Yeah.
And they decide to hike. And while this is going on, there are these mysterious murders that are happening in Hawaii. There was a young couple who had basically been butchered, and their personal effects had been stolen. And there was, like, a security camera that got a quick picture of the murderers, and everybody is trying to figure out who are these murderers, and did they move to this island? And the film kind of throws some loops at you. You think, okay, maybe Timothy Olyphant and his girlfriend are the murderers, and then there's another young couple that they're kind of the male is kind of a psychopath type guy, and the female is kind of like a real ditzy type character. Are they the murderers? And you never quite know what's going on. There are some nice scenes of suspense. The scenery is beautiful because it was filmed in Hawaii.
Oh, gorgeous.
Yeah, absolutely gorgeous. And what I like about this film is that the characters are set up nicely. Timothy Olyphant plays an Iraq war vet. He's got a titanium plate in his head.
Yeah.
As a result of injuries that he sustained. But he calls himself an American Jedi because he's a very elite warrior. And his girlfriend is, her name is Gina, and she's from the South, and she knows how to do all these things like gutting animals and butchering them for food. And as they're watching, as Steve Zahn and his wife are watching her do that, they're thinking, okay, these two are totally crazy. Yeah, and so maybe they're the murderers.
Well, he calls her, Timothy Olyphant calls her, the craziest love of his craziest life. They're just kind of wild, those two.
Yeah, and Timothy Olyphant is a big storyteller, and you never know whether his stories are true or not. He tells stories about, you know, how he was in the first of the Army Rangers to, like, invade Iraq, and they did a whole bunch of crazy shit.
He's unkillable. He can't die.
Yeah, he's hard to kill.
He is, like... The first time I watched it, I thought he was kind of a jackass storyteller, he's kind of arrogant.
Yeah, he is. He's kind of got this air of superiority around him.
Yeah, and I didn't really like him. And then the second time I watched it, I loved his character.
Yeah, I think he's definitely the best character in the movie. He's probably the most complicated character in the movie as well. And his stories kind of get more and more ridiculous, and it culminates in a story about him, like, wrestling a super huge shark, and then finally he's able to reel it in or something.
Yeah. He was in a kayak when he caught it.
Yeah, and it's just, like, totally ridiculous things like that. And Steve Zahn doesn't quite know whether or not to believe him. But I guess another interesting thing about this film is that as Steve Zahn and Mila Jovovich are hiking with this couple, you get the feeling that they're picking up clues on who these people are, and they want them to tell them more stories so that they can know more about them. And at one point, Mila Jovovich says something to the effect of, like, women talk, okay? I know this, and this about this girl because women talk. As if to say she is more tuned into to what's going on than Steve Zahn is, and I kind of like that about the film, especially once you figure out what the big twist is, what's going on, which we won't spoil because it is a relatively new film.
Yeah, and the two women in it, they kind of develop a friendship, kind of a trusting friendship where they do talk, and Mila Jovovich even tells, what's her name?
Kiel Sanchez.
Yeah, she even tells her a little secret about her life.
Yeah, she ends up...
She doesn't offer much information about anything else, really.
She ends up blabbing a little story, and it creates sympathy for Mila's character, because she's not particularly, you know, winning in personality or anything like that.
Yeah.
She kind of just goes along with what's going on. She says that she has a psychological need that Steve Zahn is able to fill, or something like that. But I kind of also like the way that the film opens with the footage of the wedding, the camcorder footage.
It gives the film, when you see that, you think it's going to be something else than what it turns out to be.
Yeah, and I think that's part of why I didn't like it at first. It wasn't the kind of film that I was hoping that it would be, but... Again, upon second viewing, it ended up being a bit better than I actually thought that it would be in the end.
It was entertaining, definitely. It kept you thinking the whole movie. You were thinking.
Yeah, and it doesn't really let up either.
No, it doesn't.
There is a part of it where the third young couple, the psychopathic guy who is played by Chris Hemsworth, who was seen, he played Kirk's father in the recent Star Trek movie. He was in the beginning of it. And he's going to, I think he's playing Thor in the Thor movie, which is coming out next year. So he's got kind of a good career going on for himself. He and his girlfriend are set up for the crime, and they are arrested. And even though you think, they got the killers, the film, the intensity of the film doesn't really let up. It's a really effective little genre thriller. And again, set to...
Yeah, I mean, I was completely surprised by the way it turned out.
Set to the whole Hawaiian backdrop, it just makes it even, you know, more effective.
Yeah, it really adds to the story. The setting really adds to the story.
There's a surprising amount of atmosphere in it.
Mm-hmm.
And what I like about it, too, is that it's portrayed very realistically, the setting. The way that it actually takes the characters a lot of effort and energy to kind of push through the hiking this trail. I feel like in other movies they would have kind of glossed over that aspect of it. And it shows you that none of the characters are real supermen. You know, Steve Zahn, he looks like a kind of like a dorky, nerdy type of guy.
Yeah.
With his glasses and his, you know, fresh-shaved face.
Mm-hmm.
And his, like, nerdy plaid shirts. And he's got this big backpack on, and you can tell that it's kind of like a yuppie thing. It kind of reminded me of when our Uncle Mike, who's a real outdoorsy type of guy, when he went up to fly fishing in Montana or whatever place he went to, he was just fly fishing and, you know, in his cowboy boots and his jeans and a t-shirt, and he had a cheap old pole, and he would see all these yuppies from the city out there with their real expensive material and fishing rods and their tents and things, and they couldn't catch anything, and he's catching all kinds of fish on this cheap little pole. You know, that he really knows what he's, like, the Timothy Oliphant really knows what he's doing, but Steve Zahn doesn't quite know what he's doing.
Yeah.
He's kind of out of his element.
And Steve Zahn and Mila Jovovich just seem like such a typical, boring, lame, upper-middle-class couple, you know?
Yeah, Steve Zahn is a screenwriter.
College sweethearts, you know?
Yeah, and it seems like they've had kind of a privileged life in some respects, whereas Timothy Oliphant has kind of had to work for everything in his life, and Gina is like comes from kind of like the same background, where she mentions that she grew up working as like a butcher's apprentice, you know, and it doesn't seem like a job that a typical pretty girl would get, but it was something that she had to get because she was kind of from a lower socioeconomic status or something.
She was tough.
Yeah, she was tough. And we should talk a bit about the director and the writer of this film. David Tui is the director and the writer. He usually writes the films that he directs. He's also known for the Pitch Black movies with Vin Diesel. He's kind of a sci-fi type of guy. He also made The Arrival with Charlie Sheen from the mid-90s. And then he directed this film, which is really underrated, and it's a very scary and very effective film that takes place on a submarine called Below from the early 00s. He's basically known best for science fiction, and it's interesting to me that he would make a movie like this, because this is definitely not a science fiction film. This is very much so a suspense-slash-thriller movie, and you would not think that it would be the type of film that he would make. But I think it works really well, and I'm kind of glad that he got out of that rut of making sci-fi movies and made something like this instead. I think that it suits his style, his camera work, and his writing suit this. Wikipedia calls this a psychological thriller film, and I think that there is a lot of psychology going on, getting into the heads of the main characters and trying to figure out what they're doing and why they keep going. Why do they keep going towards the beach when there is this killer on the loose, and he very well could be in their midst.
How much did this movie make in the box office? I don't ever remember even hearing about this movie coming out.
It didn't do very well, but the budget was small for it. But it ended up grossing about $20 million. It came out at the end of the summer. It came out in August, and that's kind of a dumping ground. August is usually a dumping ground for films that the studios don't really believe in. And it was produced by Rogue Pictures, which is a very, very small company. So it didn't have the backing of something like a Warner Brothers or a Columbia or a Touchstone or something like that. It didn't have the the fortune to come from a big studio. David Tuohy doesn't often make big movies. The biggest movie he made was the second Pitch Black movie, Chronicles of Riddick, and that movie was a huge failure. So it doesn't surprise me that he would work within the confines of a small budget once again. And I also think one of the strengths about this movie is that it's not a particularly long movie. It's 97 minutes long, and it's the perfect length for a thriller. It wouldn't have worked as well if it had been like 2 hours, 2 hours, 10 minutes, because you would eventually gotten tired of what's going on. It seems like he knows when to finish as to not wear out his welcome.
Yeah, I thought the timing of the events taking place and just how it progressed was excellent.
Yeah, and I think that says a lot for the editing in the film. I think it had some Class A editing. And I really like when they get to the beach and when the main characters find out what's going on, and then it cuts to that extended flashback that's in black and white.
You really get a good picture of what's really going on when they flash back like that.
It's very effective. If there are some weaknesses to this film, I guess I could say that Mila Jovovich is not particularly a very great actress.
Yeah, I don't really care for her either. I've never seen her in anything that was really good. What was that movie she was in, that alien movie?
The Fourth Kind.
I saw it, and it was terrible.
Yeah, she's not good at all. She's basically known for being a supermodel. She's actually... she is now, or she was at one time, anyway, the highest paid model in the world.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And she's getting a bit old now, too, so you can tell she's getting kind of long in the tooth. You know, she's pushing 40. She doesn't quite look as good as she used to look, and you can kind of tell that from this film. She's kind of losing her looks a bit. I'm not trying to say that to be shallow or anything, but when you put her next to, like, Kiel Sanchez, who's, in her early to mid-20s, you can tell that there's a noticeable age difference between the two characters. And I don't think that Mila Jovovich plays well in a psychological drama thriller film. She's perfectly fine in an action movie. She's perfectly fine in the Resident Evil movies. You know, something that's not real high class or high art, something that's more of, like, a science fiction action horror film. She's perfectly serviceable in those, but the strength of a performance is more of a necessity in a thriller film, and because of that, it would have worked better, I think, had it been someone with more of a range.
Yeah, but you know, Steve Zahn, he's getting up there too. So I mean, they work together, I guess.
Yeah, they do work together. Yeah. They are a believable couple.
Uh huh.
Steve Zahn, he's great in this film, I think, personally.
I love him in this film. I've never seen him in anything quite like this. I've always seen him in, like, lighthearted comedy-type films.
Yeah. And he's also great in Out of Sight with George Clooney, which is the very first movie where I saw him in. And he kind of steals a lot of lines in that film. But he doesn't really do a whole lot. He's not really a typical Hollywood leading man. So it is kind of weird to see him in a film like this. But he pulls it off. I think he does a great job.
He does. He plays a really great character.
Especially, go ahead.
He's believable, and he's kind of got two sides to him, and he's believable in both sides.
Yeah, considering the nature of his character, absolutely agreed. But we won't go on too long about A Perfect Getaway, because it is getting to be painful to edit some of these podcasts, which end up being 30 minutes, which are cut down from 50 minutes. And we're going to... Emma and I are going to record two in a row, and we're both tired. So we'll go ahead and Colt or Can, A Perfect Getaway. And I'll just go ahead and say right off the bat, this is a film that rewards the viewer upon a repeated viewing. And I think there's a lot to be said about a film that does that. So many films nowadays, you watch them once, and you don't ever have to watch them again. But you watch this movie... You get to the twist of the film, which is actually interesting, and I didn't see coming.
No. I kind of thought about it, but I was like, no, never. I've never seen a movie where that happens, no.
Yeah, you never really have, and that could be a reason also why someone might walk away disappointed from it the first time.
Yeah, I could see that.
Because it kind of takes a chance on that. But yeah, I've never seen a film go in the direction that this film went in with the whole... who are the real killers type of thing. So I think based on that and based on the fact that it has some pretty good performances from Steve Zahn and Timothy Oliphant. I would say cult it, check it out. You know, definitely give it a chance from the Red Box. I will also say that it's kind of the perfect film to watch before you leave for vacation, because I watched it when I was on the airplane to Singapore.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like the perfect thing to watch before I went on my vacation for some reason. I was like, all right, I'm all psyched up to go and see sights now, because the scenery and the location is just gorgeous. You could check it out for that reason as well. What would you have to say about that, Emma?
You will be entertained.
It is an entertaining genre film. Did you cult it or can it?
I culted it.
You culted it. All right. For my co-host, Emma, I am your host, Zach. Please check us out on the web at cultitorcanit.blogspot.com. Please feel free to follow us on iTunes. Let us know what you think of the show. You know, drop us a line. And if you ever are interested in becoming a co-host for Cultured or Canon, I'm always looking for co-hosts. So we will see you real soon, where we will be talking about the Mike Judge film Extract. So thank you.
Nutsack.